be seated. God bless you. Be seated. Amen. Be seated. Thanks. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May God bless you. And there is something we have to pray about before we minister. And then after ministration, we have a communion and dedicate a child also. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen carefully. During the worship, the Lord revealed something to me. I saw somebody destiny. The destiny was like a green tree or a green something like vegetable. But it was becoming brownish. The destiny was dying. Are you listening? And I saw that during the worship, the Spirit of the Lord was dripping some water so that it will come back to life again. And please listen to me carefully. Everybody will stand up in humility. Stand up in humility. I didn't see any person. God didn't show me anybody. But God said somebody destiny was to destroy. But mercy from the worship. The mercy of God, because we worship the Lord. Please, two of you, come and stand here for me. We're talking about something and you are shouting. What were you discussing? Tell us first. Is this important than what we are talking? It's your first and last chance, okay? When we are doing church, behave well. Right. First discipline. Okay. So please, I don't know whose, but the Lord is merciful. The Lord is kind. And he has confirmed with the prophets. So please, I want everybody to surrender yourself to God now and say, Lord, I have a destiny you have given to me. I don't know what the devil have done. I don't know who have sold me into such scorched sun. But Lord, save my destiny. According to your mercy, according to your kindness, forgive me every sin. Over, will you put on John chapter 1 verse 29, and let us read it. And this is the word God gave me. It's very important. It's for the church. Of, are you alive? John 1:29. One, two, three. The next day, John sees Jesus coming
unto him
and said, Behold, the Lamb of God, which is takes away the sins of the world. When we were singing, Worthy is the Lamb, that is the pleading of the blood of the Lamb on behalf of somebody's destiny. You remember when we were singing Hallelujah, Worthy is the Lamb, and this is the verse, the message God gave me. The blood of the Lamb is still alive, pleading on somebody, either myself or you, our destiny not to be destroyed by the enemy. Shall we raise up our hands and pray? So Father,
today
I stand before you.
I stand before you
in humility,
in
reverence, to your holy name. No one is holy and pure like you. In the name of Jesus, Father,
Father,
I come to your presence.
I come to your presence.
And I surrender my life.
And I surrender my life.
I submit and surrender.
I submit and surrender.
And dedicate
my destiny
into your hands.
Into your hands.
Father,
whatever
the enemy want to do with my destiny, to be destroyed, not to grow again, but to be destroyed. This morning,
by your mercy,
by your grace,
by your revelation,
Father, restore me with a spirit water, shower your blessing upon me,
shower your blessing
upon my destiny,
my life, my future,
Father,
I want to see
the abundance
of your blessing.
Now let us pray. Shitaraboshianda. Father, forgive us every bit of sin that we have done. I bow on my knees and ask you on behalf of every church member and myself. In the name of Jesus. Shianda. We thank you for your mercy and for your deliverance from trouble and curse. In Jesus' name I pray. In Jesus' name we are prayed.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we are prayed.
Amen.
Please be seated and may God bless you. Okay, Pastor Richard, give us one song.
Amen.
Seated and wait upon the Lord while you listen.
Praise the Lord. The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1. It says there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. This fellow is saying to me right now that your time has not passed yet. Your time has not passed yet. Your time, your hour is coming. Your moment is coming. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Let's give clap offering to the Lord. Since what makes charismatic church a church is God speak life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What makes a born-again church, a Pentecostal church, God is alive.
Uthixo uyaphila.
And he's there every time, every moment to intervene in our situation. Because of the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. The Father, we have prayed, and the Lord has revealed we have prayed, your destiny will be destroyed. And nobody will be cast out. One thing that is important is to think about your package of salvation. Never ever allowed anything whatsoever created, made by God, disturb you, take you away from your salvation. Because all what the devil is after is to lose your salvation. And to lose your salvation is to lose your faith. To lose your faith is to lose your belief. And to lose your belief is to lose your hope. Have you got it? That is why the wise people looking into the Bible and paraphrase that where there is hope, there is life. So the devil begins by losing your faith. You lose your belief. You lose your hope. And you finished. When you lose your hope, sorrow begins, worries carry out, stress carry out, it affects your system, your kidneys, your lungs, your heart, and you begin to destroy. Never allowed the so-called debts, the so-called phone calls, the so-called message around you, the gossip, the blame, take you away. The more it comes, the more you draw near to God. Let that pushes you closer to God. But you make a mistake, if that pushes you far away from God, you mess up. Let your fear, let your worry draw you close to God. Hello?
Hi.
Jesus chose us. Jesus, he taught us. When he was afraid to die on the cross, when he was worried to go to the cross, he got closer to the Lord. He prayed intensively. He never stopped praying. He kneeled down. He never uttered a word. He never complained. Whenever he remembers, he said, Father, take away this cup of me. Father, take away this cup of me. Father, take away this cup of me. Because when you lose your hope, the devil gets you. Jesus was not hopeless, even though he never sinned, which he has the right to say, I will never, I don't mind, though it's not my case. That for this reason Christ came. This morning, we are going to talk about how to be born again. How to be born again. And our text is John 3. 1 to 15. We started last week. Let me finish up today, if Holy Ghost permit. John chapter 3. Somebody must read verse 1 to verse 6 quickly for me, quickly. Oh, on the board, let us read 1 to 3. The next day, read. The next day,
John sees Jesus coming unto him and said, Behold the Lamb of God.
Okay, it's not the one, but let us talk about this. John saw Jesus sometime. We're going to use it to understand this. Jesus, please. Let it be there, if I don't take it away. John saw Jesus. And he said,
What?
People around me. Behold.
What?
Look. This is the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world. Who took is a past word. Continuous. Okay. Is it correct? Past continuous or past whatever?
Yes.
Yeah. Graduates. Who took away the sins of what? By that time, had Jesus died? Answer me. Has Jesus died by that time? So how does he take the sins of the world away? Bible scholars, are you alive? How does Jesus took away the sins of the world? We need this verse to understand what we are coming to read. How? Okay, let us continue, Ofa. Let us continue. Continue from the same verse to verse 30. Let us see what is there. Continue. You are so colisa wena. Sure. Okay. Oh. Okay, let us continue. 1, 2, 3.
This is he of whom I am said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me.
Put the next three verses together.
And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptized with water. And John bear the record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. I saw and bear the record that this is the Son of God.
Okay, good. When Jesus came to this world, we all saw that he was baptized. When we are born again, we tell people that you need to be baptized. Today I'll ask you some questions so that we can be flexible. When Jesus, who have never sinned, went to Jesus that baptized me, what did John say? John said, I am not the one who must baptize you. You are sinless. You don't. I was born by a woman of sin and a man of sinfulness. You are holy. You were born by Holy Ghost. So why you, God, coming to me to baptize
me?
Are you listening?
Yeah.
What was the reason why Jesus baptized? What was the reason why Jesus Christ came to this world? Okay, I'm not asking questions. Why did Jesus Christ came to this world? Say anything.
So that we can be saved from our sin.
So that we can be saved from our sin. Clap for her. He has done well. Since after screech, this is the second time we've got clapping. God bless you. Hallelujah. Why did Christ come to this world for? To take away our sin. To die for what? Our sin. Luke 19:10. Okay. Put it there for us so that somebody can record it. Christ came to this world to die for our sin. So that all our sin will be wrought. For the Son of Man is come to seek to save what? The lost. But I want the word sin. He came to save us from what? Our sin. But before he can save us from our sin, he need to have the sin into his hand. Before I can save you, I need to have you in my hand. Are you with me? Before you can save any situation, you must take control over every situation. Is it understandable? So how can Jesus save sins? Then, if those who are sinners are to baptize, to bury their sin that they are dead, then Jesus, who have not sinned, must be baptized to take all our sins upon himself. So before Jesus go to the cross, he first took our sin upon himself. That is why he was able to save those who were sinners. That's why he was able to heal those who were oppressed. That he was able to raise those who were dead. Matthew 1:21, put it there. He was able to save sinners. Wherever you go, he does miracles. Are you with me? Those who want to be miracle workers, listen. Unless you put yourself into the shoes of those who are suffering, you can never heal. No, nothing will flow. Jesus took away our sins and have the same compassion as if he is sick, so that he can heal the sick. So this is how, that's the reason why Paul said in John 1:29, this is the Lamb of God who took, so Jesus first took away our sins before he went and nailed the sin on the cross, so that the guilt of sin will be washed by the blood. Listen, he took our sins through his baptism. And when he was baptized, the dove came, the Holy Ghost came. This is the Son who pleases me. And the Lord spoke. And he took our sins and nailed it on the cross. Colossians 2:13. He nailed it on the cross. I don't think I'll finish this message today. Even I'm trying to give some introduction. Introduction alone is... So I want you to understand the reason why you need to be born again. It's not halal thing that you think. It's something unique. Okay. 1:23, 2:13.
When you were dead in trespasses and in uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you alive with him and forgave us all our trespasses.
Continue.
He erased the certificate of death with its obligations that were against us and opposed to us, and has taken it out of the way by nailing it to the cross.
Wait, give us another version for this, and take that water thing out of it, please. It is blinking our eyes. So those who are wearing contact lenses, yes, causing them. Okay. He brought out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us. Like what Christ saw. We are so young, and somebody said, let us kill the destiny of this person. Whereby God said, you grow about 120 years or 90 years. We are in our 50s. The highest person is in the 50s or 60s. And the devil wants you to die. Which is contrary. Are you listening? Which is contrary to us. So Christ took it.
We taught him, Jesus Christ,
out of the way and nail it on the what? The cross. So let me tell you the truth, saints. All what Christ did is that he saved us from three things. From death, dying. From sickness. And from debt. These are the three sins. All sins are qualified to be in these three categories. Death, that you will sin, the sin, would, whatever you would do, to take you to death, to take you to sickness, to take you to poverty. So Christ came to redeem us from these three things. So if you are poor, it is a sin in the eyes of God. Are you with me? Poverty is what? A sin. Sickness is what? A sin. So when you see Jesus, when he came, he didn't give people money. What did he do? He gave you life. He told the woman on the world that, you woman, on the world, your life means you are as much dead as what? A dead person. So if you knew, the one talking to you asked me of what? The waters. Living water so that you can live. Your life is heading to what? Death. Because of the many women in your life, they will kill you. He went to some other people. They saw that they are debt. They are in what? In debt. Poverty. In so various, in various kinds. Some were sick. And he raised them. He delivered them. This is what Christ has called us for. And we need to sit down and watch what is my life. Then if your life is in this category, sin, sickness, and death, sin, sickness or diseases or death, then you need to revisit your package. What is for me that I have not used? Are you listening to me? What is for me that I have not what used? Is the message good? You must do it yourself. Are you with me? Who wash your face for you in the morning? Hello? How many of us here, apart from the children, those sitting here, who wash your face for you in the morning? But you have got the mommy, you've got a husband. Does he wash your face for you? Single, this one has got something, a husband. Who wash your face for you? Yourself. If you want to be brightened, if you want to see, if you want to know, you must do it what? Yourself. That is why salvation doesn't come from anybody. Come from by yourself and God. Hello.
Hi.
I am talking about salvation in Christ Jesus. Without visiting your salvation package, and you try to make yourself holy, holiness doesn't rob that low. Your own degree and quantifying holiness, your own measure, your own creative holiness, it doesn't work in that salvation package. It must be the holiness of Christ. Are you with me?
Amen.
The holiness of what? Christ. The power in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not the gift power. I'm not talking about spiritual gift power. Because we are dealing our Christian life and joking with our gift power. But we're talking about the true power of Jesus Christ within your spirit, beside your spiritual gift. Hello? Because you can do very well with your gift, your gift power, and the last day God will tell you, I don't know you. Because Matthew chapter 6 verse 31 or 30 said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all this shall be added unto you. But when salvation came to you, You manage salvation and walking in the benefit. This is a serious thing God has revealed to me that share with my people so you can see Christianity. People are born again, so called, mighty in power, but they cause trouble so much. They disturb society so much. They harass people so much. They stress people so much. Hello.
Hi.
It gives God. Okay, let me make one example. You are my child. I sold all what I have and took you to school. You are now a graduate. Today, you have married, sleeping in mattress bed, driving in a car, living in a polished house, but still me, the same one. Four corner, what do we call it?
Matchbox.
The same house that I struggled to put you in to grow, I am still in that house. And you have never turned to me to say, to show anything to me that what I did for you, you do appreciate. But when I came to this landing, everybody knows that Pastor Mankwa is a great man. He's a great man. Hey, he's got money. Yeah, hey, he's got that. And I am your father. I am still in what? Poverty. Have you redeemed me from the so-called power I invested in you? And this is what God is telling us. If we are really born again, my goodness, my household will be born again. If I'm really born again, my goodness, my friend, intimate friend will be born again. My colleagues will be born again. I will never be called the person who caused all the confusion. God is watching us. God is watching us. So please, I'm begging you, we must be born what? Again. Listen. Born again is not going to church. Is my time okay? Oh, it's finished. Let me end here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is the message good? Let me end here. But let me give you this thing so that next week we walk in it. Born again is not going to church. Because you go to church never make you born again. Because you take communion doesn't mean you are born again. Because you are paying your tithe doesn't mean you are born again. Are you with me? Because you give to the poor doesn't mean you are what? Born again. Because you have done wedding. It doesn't have anything to do with what? Born again. Are you listening? Pastors, because we healed and we preach doesn't mean we are born what? Again. Your prophecy,
is prophet, huh?
Your good songs of worship doesn't mean that you are born again. Next week when I come, I will give you quotation, the reason why I'm saying this. But all what you are doing is supposed to be those who are born again to do that. Are you with me? is a born again who's supposed to give tithe, who's supposed to eat communion, who's supposed to give to people, who's supposed to have a wedding, who's supposed to give to people, heal people, prophesy to people. But it doesn't mean that because you are doing that, you are born again. Does it make sense? If it doesn't make sense, it doesn't make sense. You are a human being. You have the right to contest. It doesn't mean that the way I'm preaching, the preaching was powerful, means that I am born again. It's not my preaching that make me born again. I have to be born again to preach the good news of God. Does it make sense? And I'll show you verse by verse to prove yourself that what you are, when we talk to you and you don't listen, you know yourself that you are heading on to collision. Are you with me?
Amen.
Though you are nice, you are beautiful, you are good, you are powerful, but empty barrel. Make the most noise. God bless you. If you are born again, you do what is right. Shall we have the communion? Since God is working through our life, 2012. Next week, meet me once again. I will never go to King William's house until I finish my born again message. You need to get it in full. Next week, if you miss it, you miss yourself. Next week, I'm going to teach you what is mean by being what? Born again. And if you are born again, you won't sit down every day nursing, every day talk about sin. You have a duty, real job to do, which you are not doing. Which we are not doing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thanks be to God. Our sins, our debt, our sickness, our everything. Two over 2,000 years ago, Christ has taken it away. So if you are sick and you are not healed, it is your own ignorance. Are you with me? If you are poor and you are not rich, it is your own what? Ignorance. I will teach you. Hello?
Hi.
Somebody is saying, hey. Devil was destroyed over 2,000 years ago. So if devil is still working in your life, then you are a devil friend. Are you with me? Lizzie, you got it? If devil is still messing you, then you are a devil friend.
But
only your friend can mess you, not your enemy. Jesus said, Those who hear my words, she says something. Those who come from God, come from the truth, they hear my words. That's what he told Pilate. Said, I came to testify about the truth. And those who hear about the truth, they hear my voice. I am telling you by the word of God, if you are still in this difficulty, it is your own what? Ignorance. Hello?
Hi.
You don't like Bible studies? You don't like praises and worship? You don't like prayers? What do you think your prayer will do? Will somebody prophesy to your life can change the situation? You lie. Prophecy is like a dream. It's like a sketch. This is the plan. This is the plan of the building. Okay? And then you need pastor to teach you the way. How you need an architect, a real contractor to teach you. You know you need warfare to teach you how the plan you can build. Prophecy is a work plan. Are you with me?
Prophet.
Prophecy is what? A work plan. You marry, yes, it's a work plan. But it's your pastor who teach you. Oh, Then we need to use iron rod here, cement. Here we need block. We use the word of God to fix it. And then it will come to what? After prophecy, you don't like Bible studies. You don't like preaching. You don't like praises. You don't like worship. You think praying and fasting, you keep long. Sarah and Hannah, they did this in 95 years old. They never got what they want. Praying and fasting. They never got what they want because they don't know what they are saying. Until one day, the architect, the person reached there. Said, oh, God have done it. Let somebody like John activate you. Listen, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came. He met John, the only what? Prophet. Man of God on earth. Jesus, the Son of God, couldn't operate. He went to Jesus. Activate me.
What did you say?
On this world, somebody must activate you. I cannot be a banker until Ernest teach me, authorize me. I'm working in ESCOM. The training that we do, unless we authorize you, you could be a manager. You can't go to the power lines. You know it. You need to be what? Who authorized? Is the pastor.
Who fundis?
But the last person in your life you don't respect is your pastor. You are too. Change your mind. You talk evil about your first pastor and later you come authorize me. Whatever you sow, you reap. Since you must change, you are singing, put me down before Lord. Then I go home and insult you. Are you with me? Then you are not singing, will curse me. Are you get it?
Yes.
Did you get it?
Yes.
That is what Bible said. If you go to Proverbs, it said, if you curse your mother or your father, you'll be what? You'll be cursed for life. How dare you curse your father and mother? For what reason? Because you are graduate. Because you got money. For this reason, Christ came. That today, your own body, he broke this, that eat to refresh this body. Today I wanted to take the communion in a different way. Take it around, let everybody take one, please. Take one. Today you must work on your own body. Because we spoke about destiny. We spoke about what? Destiny. What you have sown in your destiny, that is not of God. Let us ask God favor. And take the drink. Let everybody take one. Pastor, have you got one? Take yours. But before, because it cannot fall, wait. Maybe somebody, can you hold the two together? Okay, take one. Take one. I mean, help us. Oh, the blood. Oh, He says, oh, the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, it washes whiter than the snow. blood. Oh, Jesus Christ, I bless you and I worship you. Shaking the rabbit. Oh, the blood. Oh, Jesus. Oh, the blood. Oh, Jesus. It was whiter than the snow. Can you take it to this man also? Salvation in the blood of Jesus. Salvation in the blood of Jesus. Salvation in the blood of Jesus. It was I read the book and the writer said salvation must be accomplished unless the person believes. Don't take that left hand, my brother. Don't use your left hand to take the communion. Put it back and use your right hand. God bless you. You don't know, I'm teaching you. Okay, never use left hand to take something of God. Okay, the Bible said the left hand is for punishment and the right hand is for what? Blessing. Okay, God bless you. We were not taught in school, that is why. Is everybody ready? Scotty, I must teach you very well. Today we are in teaching classes. When you take this one, you give to the person. Okay? You give to what? The person. From your hands it must go. Not the people must take. That woman lies there. Go and give it to her. Have you got? Give to the person. That is why I give it to you. Spiritual things are spiritual things. Okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everybody stand up, please. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jesus' name. Take the bread. Jesus said,
what, Jesus Christ?
If you have believed me,
boy,
in your personal body, whatever is going through your body, because I have taken the sins of the world, and with my blood, I have redeemed you from any damnation. This is my body. He said, eat it.
What you get?
And let this body glorify God. Proclaim the name of God. That Jesus Christ came to this world. She died. He rose again. Eat this bread, which is Jesus' body, so that you be powerful to tell people. Sickness must leave you. Poverty must leave you. Death will leave you. So that you will be powerful and alive to tell somebody about Jesus. Saying, do we understand it or not? The Bible said in Corinthians, if anybody do not believe that this is the body of Christ, if you eat it, you bring condemnation to yourself. Do you believe that this is the body of Christ? Do you believe this is the body of Christ? Then speak to Jesus. Speak to him that Jesus, this is your body. As I'm taking your body, sanctify my body. Cleanse my body. Remove the fibroid. Remove the cancer. Remove the HIV. Remove the blindness. Remove the pain. Pray.
Heavenly Father, I come in the name of Jesus Christ.
Father, I believe. Father, I believe this is your body.
I will be revived.
I believe, Jesus. Remove the fear. Remove the flesh.
Sickness will be no more.
Remove any fleshly, sinful nature out of me. Remove every thing within the body that is quickened by the body. Remove it. Thoughts of the body. Remove every dead part of my body. Every part of your body that is dead. Tell the Lord that this body of Jesus will quicken. Okay, listen, pray after me. Father God, I thank you.
I thank you.
By the power of your spirit.
By the power of your spirit.
Let the body of Jesus.
Let the body of Jesus.
I am partaking. Quicken me.
Quicken me.
Quicken me.
Quicken me.
In my body.
In my body.
Quicken me.
Quicken me.
In my body.
In my body.
To be active.
To be active.
In every perfect thing.
In every perfect thing.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Eat it. Don't drink and leave a room. I didn't tell you to drink. Don't drink. You like food too much. Leave a room. God bless you. Take another one. Senior deaconess. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, it is so good. Jesus said, this is my blood.
What is this?
Many things.
I
love this thing. I first got this word from Percy. He quoted the life of the animal is what? In the blood. If you read the book of Leviticus, he said the life of the animal, even you forgot. So you sure and poor. What was the chapter?
Chapter 7,
verse what?
I forgot the verse, Pastor.
Thank you. Thank you. You said it to me. And I heard it was a youth meeting. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The life of the animal is in the blood. Your life is in the blood. That is why today, when you go to the doctor, they say, go and check your blood. There's a woman who last week was seriously sick. They took the blood. When the results come, it was a liver problem. They have to rush the woman to hospital. Everything is in the blood. Jesus said, I am saving you that your destiny will not die. Your destiny will not die because of disease or poverty or anything. So take my blood. Take my blood. Drink and be stronger. You'll be healed to heal people. You'll be rich to bless people. You will live to give people life in Christ Jesus. Lift it up and say, Father God, this is your blood.
This is your blood.
You said,
when I drink it,
I will live to give people life.
To give people life.
In Christ Jesus. When I drink, I will be rich. To bless people.
To bless people.
When I drink, I will be healthy. To help people.
To help people.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
By the power.
By the power.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Father. As I drink it. Quicken my blood.
Quicken my blood.
Clean my blood.
Cleanse my blood.
Every disease.
Every problem.
against my destiny,
against
my health,
against
my finances,
against
my marriage, let the power in the blood
quicken me
so that whatever I do,
I prosper.
Pray.
Heavenly Father,
pray. If you have got sickness, pray. Diseases, poverty, pray. 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 Pray.
Whatever that is
going to. Now listen for the last prayer. Father God.
Father God.
With your blood.
With your blood.
You wash away.
You wash away.
All my sins.
All my sins.
I know. With your baptism.
With your baptism.
You took my sins.
You took my sins.
Upon you.
Upon you.
But with your blood.
But with your blood.
You wash away.
You wash away.
My sins.
My sins.
In my life.
In my life.
There are sins.
There are sins.
I cannot stop.
There are sins. There are sins.
I repeat every time. Today. This is your blood.
This is your blood.
Father. I ask in Jesus' name.
Wash.
Those sins.
Let me not feel it.
Let me not be quickened by it.
Let me not be quickened by
anymore.
Anymore.
Redeem. As it has been done already.
On the cross.
In Jesus' name. Confess those sins. Confess them. All our secret sins. Lord, tell God the women, the men, the stealing, the anger, greediness, disobedience, all that we have done against God and men. Not the one we have done against God, men also, even nature, environment, you are polluting the environment. Lord, forgive me all my sins. And tell the Lord that you forgive everybody's sins. Because the Bible says if you do not forgive people who have sinned against you, you will not forgive in today. I should stand before God, forgive everybody's sin that he has done against you. Say, Lord Jesus,
I forgive
everyone who has sinned against me. I forgive because of your mercy,
because of your kindness.
I forgive. So I must be forgiven. Now drink it. Sit down quietly. While they collect the glasses, you sit down and pray and thank the Lord. Thank the Lord, for the Lord is good. And those who brought the baby for blessing, come forward. Jesus, what a wonder you are. You are so gentle, so pure, so kind. You shine like a bright morning star. There is one thing I always clap the Lord. When God make a baby, when God manufacture a baby, why do people were enjoying themselves? God does a miracle. What a wonder you are. You shine, you shine. It is his own decision. His own decision. Of this child you have made us glad.
Yes, my God.
May your name Jehovah be praised. And in the same name, we bless this child. I bless your spirit, your soul, your body, in the name of Jesus. Anything called that stand against you, I command it to go because of the blood covenant. Though you were born in a family, it doesn't matter your beginning. And that says the Lord, your end will be better. Shake it. Prosperous. My enemies have been destroyed already by the Almighty God. Because you are wonderful, because you are great, may the power of the Lord encamp around you. May the blood that saves us cover you. Because of you, let it be so. Lord God, your father household will turn away from idol worshiping because of you. They will serve the Lord, they will bow before God, they will worship him. Oh, Father, thank you for the life of this baby. Not by power, but by the Spirit that says the Lord. Hallelujah. It is His blessing. Nobody can take it. His blessing. So thank you. May God bless you for giving us such a wonderful child. If you have something to tell, then give them mic if they have something to say.
Support that today we have in our midst